It's our final Nemaha Central locker room chat here on KMCA. Brandon Tam, we're joined now by Thunder football coach Michael Gladzik as the Nemaha Central Thunder getting ready for the playoff run here, looking for their third straight state championship. We'll dive into that in the next segment. But again, Coach Gladzik joining us here, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. Coach, a 7-1 regular season. We'll dive into kind of the nuts and bolts of the overall season here in a moment. But last week, you closed out the year against ACCHS, 46-0, shutout win. Good way to kind of kick off the momentum part here in the early portions of the postseason.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we told them all week, you know, this game is a little jump start into the playoffs. You know, we got in on a good note. We had a tough schedule, tough 8-week schedule. Obviously losing to Marysville week one. These kids battled back, 7 straight weeks, you know, against Elijah, Rossville, Lake, Chanute, you know, and then Royal Valley and Sabetha. You know, it's not an easy schedule, and these kids just kept grinding, next man up mentality, you know, in the first ever Big East championship. So that was awesome to see, and I'm so proud of these kids.
Yeah, I know the schedules, it's a little wonky, so to speak. You know, when you have the Big East League starting this year, you know, there's so many teams now, but yet you only had, you know, 4 Big East League matchups here. But you mentioned the likes of Silver Lake and Rossville, 2 of your first 3 games of the year, and then you mentioned Sabetha and Royal Valley as well. Just kind of the overall thoughts from the first time running here in the Big East League here in 2024.
Well, yeah, you know, as the coaches met, it was early fall before week one, you know, and everybody's sitting in a big circle, and, you know, it's kind of cool to see all the success these coaches bring to the table, you know, obviously bounce ideas off each other, you know, figure out all league stuff, figure out schedules, you know, and when we knew every Friday night was going to be a dogfight, you know, it just depends kind of who you draw, what team, who has what that year, and, you know, this year or these next 2 years, you know, we drew obviously Lake and Rossville, and then, you know, the districts in Sabetha and Royal Valley. So we knew it was going to be we knew when we scheduled the schedule a couple years ago, it was going to be a gauntlet, you know, with the Marysville bringing up a great senior class, junior class, and then obviously a 4A Chanute, you know, then you throw the Big East teams in there. Our kids are hopefully going to be battle ready, and that's what I love about having that tough schedule going into postseason.
Yeah, we'll dive into it here in a moment. As far as the first round matchup here tonight, you'll have Fredonia at home, but you know, there's certain players that you have expectations for coming into the season. You know, Carter Hike, your quarterback, putting up monster numbers again, reigning offensive player of the year in the classification. But who's maybe a couple of players that kind of jumped off the page for you this year, maybe kind of surprised you with their play, and maybe you got a little bit more than what you were expecting originally?
You know, the offensively, you know, the four starters that, you know, that we had penciled in was obviously Carter. And, you know, then Kayla Strothen on the edge receiver, slash running back, and then the two, offensive linemen and Abram Kime and Reese Garrity. We knew what those four could do. And obviously we had a lot of question marks in the other spots. So we had a great summer, you know, a big junior class, a big sophomore class, you know, the likes of the offensive line. It just continues to get better. You know, I told the coaches, preseason, said, hey guys, this is going to take 5, 6, 7 weeks for these guys to be playing well. You know, in the first couple of weeks, we had to make some changes, some injuries, some rotations, you know, and this is about the 5th or 6th week that these 5 have been in these spots. And you're finally starting to see, kind of the light bulb go off, kind of click for them. They're finally going to the whistle. They just feel more confident, you know, in their spots, you know, and the receiver wise, you know, we got Camden Schmitz, Jack Mackey tied in, Jaden Sykes is playing well, Caleb Henick's playing well, Mason Shuleon. So we got a lot of athletes, to get the ball in the space that we need to. Obviously, we're going to run the ball first, but I think people saw last week that, you know, if we need to throw, obviously we can throw. So I'm excited to see the offense kind of keep rolling. And defense, Coach May does a great job defensively. You know, a couple shutouts, you know, this year against a great schedule. You know, Abram Kime is a true leader on the defensive side, and Kayla Strothman is being a lot more vocal this year at the safety spot. Which, you know, a coach loves. So these kids will keep stepping up, and I'm excited to see what can happen.
We got a couple more minutes here with the Nemaha Central football coach. That is Michael Gladzik. We're going to step aside, quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about their opening round matchup tonight. It's Fredonia at home, and we'll do that after a break here on KMZA. We got a couple more minutes here with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladzik. Our final locker room chat here in 2024, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. The run for the three-peat, coach, it starts tonight. You get Fredonia at home. We'll talk about them in a moment. But I just want to get kind of a sense of your team's mindset. You guys are the 2-time champs. You know you're going to get everybody's best shot. Your team's prepared, I'm assuming. They're going to be well-prepared, ready to go. But just talk about the mindset this week, getting ready for the playoff run.
It's just another week. You know, I tell the kids, obviously everybody's record 0-0 now. Survive, advance, mentality, and be 1-0. You know, those are the three kind of goals in mind every week. You know, it doesn't matter how it gets done, whether it's a high scoring game, whether it's a low scoring game, as long as we score one more point than them at the final horn, you know, it's a great week. You know, these three seniors on the field, you know, four being Sam Hirsch, they've led these guys great this year. You know, it's kind of bringing those lower experienced juniors and sophomores, you know, up to the plate to come experience time for the playoffs. You know, it should be a great atmosphere, you know, these next 4 weeks. You know, Fredonia, they're a great team. Coach Slotty's been there for a handful of years now. It's awesome to see somebody new in the playoffs this year. So, yeah, and that's what I said. I'm excited to see how these kids kind of handle the atmosphere, the playoff mentality. You know, everybody's going to step up their notch, step up their game. So hopefully we can do the same thing.
Well, let's talk about your opponent tonight. You mentioned Fredonia. They are the Yellow Jackets. They come in with a record of 4-4. They're out of the Tri-Valley League. You know, they had a stretch in the middle of the season where they lost four or five games, but they've won back-to-back games, so they got a little bit of momentum. They had an overtime win in Week 7 against Riverton. They won at Cherryvale by a touchdown last week. Just kind of the general synopsis of your first-round opponent tonight.
Oh, yeah, the last 2 weeks for them were huge. You know, beating Riverton, who got the second seed in their district there, you know, and then beating Cherryvale to go to the playoffs. So, obviously, that was a winner-go-home scenario, and they did a great job of beating Cherryvale. But offensively, they're going to run a lot of formations. They're going to try to outnumber us, outmatch us. Quarterbacks, athletic kid. Running back runs hard. A couple running backs run hard. They got a couple big boys up front. You know, and defensively, they're going to make us throw the ball. They're going to stack the box, play cover zero, cover one. So I'm excited to see, you know, if we can adjust to that that scenario. You know, Effingham kind of did the same thing. So at least we got a little practice on our belt with that. You know, and then obviously the Thursday night game, you know, everything's bumped up a day. We had a great work day on Tuesday, brush up day yesterday. And, you know, and then obviously our early kick today, you know, we got to bring the energy early and often tonight. So I'm excited to see how our kids respond for the first playoff game.
When you're watching film and you guys and your coaches, meaning, you know, prepping for this team on a short week, you know, when you're kind of dissecting this Yellow Jackets team, has anything caught your eye in terms of whether they do something specifically offensively or defensively where you and your coaches are like, man, this could be a problem for us?
Yeah, just like I mentioned before, they're going to try that formation. I say, yeah, they got a ton of formations. You know, they got the swinging gate. You know, they widen out some offensive linemen just to either, A, make us call a timeout, or, B, just play the number game, and they're going to either throw it or run it, you know, where they have numbers. You know, so our kids – you know, we have to get the calls in. We have to adjust to the formations. You know, like Coach May said this morning during the walkthrough, you know, as long as we get lined up, we should be fine. So I'm excited how we can do.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys for tonight's game.
Just like always, you know, we got to obviously limit the penalties. You know, limit the penalties, limit the turnovers. You know, obviously it rained quite a bit last night, so we got to get used to the playing surfaces, the playing field. You know, the fumbles, the turnover game is going to be huge tonight. You know, whoever wins that, probably more than likely going to win the game. So hopefully the seniors and upper-level juniors can, you know, help lead those new guys, like I said, in the playoff atmosphere.
Great times over at Nemaha Central, of course, the football team getting ready for their three-peat run. And, of course, Thunder Volleyball going to be participating in state as well out in Hutchinson. We'll have their matches tomorrow on KNZA, but for the Thunder football team, it starts tonight. First-round matchup with Fredonia at home, 6 o'clock start time in Seneca. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time throughout the year, and good luck in the playoff run. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate all you guys do.